Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
And all things Northeast Ohio, and sometimes college football and other stuff too. You know him, you love him. He is a dear friend of the show. He's more than a super friend of the show.
He's the best friend of the show.
Yeah, you are. You're the best friend
of
the show.
He's the best friend of the show.
He is Brian Anderson. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, BA. How are you?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm really good. Are you kidding me? We're in town.
I know.
The weather is, I mean, you couldn't have better weather. So, and I think it's going to hold up through the weekend. So, I mean, what else could a guy want?
All right, any truth to the fact that if the game goes a little bit sideways tonight, that you're going to go underneath through the tunnel and go through that secret door to go over to the arena, and you're going to go in and listen to Nicki Minaj rather than watch a baseball game?
There is zero chance of that happening.
Okay, I want to make sure. Any chance zero. You might sneak out and, I don't know, hop in a car and then go see Billy Joel during the game? Is that a possibility?
No, that will not happen either. Yeah. I will be very interested to see what downtown is like tonight, though, because the last time that I was in town, it was for SummerSlam. So,
oh, that's right.
And yeah, so they had, you know, 60,000 people down at Huntington Bank Field. I guess.
Correct. Good job.
Well done.
Yeah, well done. First try.
God,
good job.
A champ.
I got. Hey, listen. I've got a mortgage through Huntington Bank, so we're good.
Oh. Which
anyway.
One? The big house on the lake, or your other house?
The one in Florida.
Okay, just making sure.
The one down in Florida. No. So, you know, there were 60,000 people there that night, and Cleveland had a home game against Baltimore, and you know it was pretty busy, but there was nothing going on at the arena. So I'll be really interested to see. You know, with all three, you know, packed. I mean, get there early. Get there early. That's going to be traffic's going to be a nightmare.
It'll be fun. So let me just ask you this: just in your time while you were playing here, because there were always things that were going on. I mean, whether you know, there were always concerts and things going on over at the arena, whether it was Gundarino or I don't even know, was it Quicken Loans when you were here or whatever. Did you ever sneak over after a game and go try to get into a concert?
No,
never?
No, I've never did that. No. Nope.
Wow. Are you sure you're from Cleveland?
100%.
All right.
Hey, listen, we had to get down to the Flats, man. That's where.
That is true.
That's a good point.
And then you were
a point.
Think about the Flats back in the day. I mean, you could not move. You went down and you tried to get your way into the basement, and you couldn't move. Elbow to elbow on both floors. It was incredible down there. Those were the heyday of the Flats down there, mid to late 90s, was off the chart.
Oh, I remember. Man, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun going down there. Oh, man. Yep. All right. You know, what happened last night? It's almost like the Rays flipped the book on the Guardians, where Tampa's bullpen was amazing last night. Amazing. And that's normally what the Guardians do.
Well, yeah, well, you're right. I mean, the Guardians have the best bullpen in baseball, and it's really not even close. I just had gone over the numbers. Their bullpen ERA is 2.74. The next closest in Major League Baseball is Milwaukee at 3.14. So they're almost a half a run better than anybody. So yes, that is you know, that they can hang their head on that for sure. But since the All-Star break, the Rays bullpen has the lowest ERA in baseball. So they've been pretty good all year, but since the All-Star break, a next level. So not surprising at all.
All right, BA, so I got to ask you, there's a lot of stuff that's floating all around the big picture MLB. The first one being ESPN releasing a story saying that a German company is going to have advertisements on the helmets of batters during the playoffs. What do you think hearing that?
I don't like it. Listen, that stuff is starting to infiltrate, you know, all of these. You know, listen, the Cleveland, they've got the marathon patch on the sleeve. You know, those were things that, like, back
when I was
playing.
That's actually just a reminder to everyone that says that every season, 1,000 times, that the baseball season is a marathon and not a sprint.
Yeah, well, it's in your sight lines all the time now.
The minute a player gets frustrated, they look down and go, oh, yeah, that's right. I do need gas. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Yeah. No, but I guarantee you they don't. No one comes to really good conclusions when things aren't going well when you're playing. But all that to say, you know, a German company, that's strange. I don't know. I mean, that's really interesting why it would be a German company. And what would the German company be selling to baseball fans in the United States? You know, that's interesting, number one. But
first thought would be beer. First thought would be beer, but that's okay.
Strauss, which is a clothing company that has found its way over here, athletic wear company.
Okay. Yeah, or what? Listen, that stuff is—it's happening now, and it's going to continue to happen. The fact that, just look what has happened in sport. You know, when you start talking about, you know, conference realignment, why are they doing it? Money. Why would a German company be allowed to put decals on helmets during the playoffs? Money. If it's going to make money, it's going to be part of the game, and you either accept it and move on, or be the guy who's the only one that's upset about it, because it's going to be there. And you don't have to necessarily like it, but that's going to be the reality of it. If it makes money, they're going to do it.
And let's face it, baseball has been probably the biggest advocate of advertising with its game than any other sport. I mean, you just think about, you know, the bullpen itself, or, you know, the outfield walls, and anytime. Mm-hmm. Just go look at any old picture of any old ballpark, and how many Chesterfield ads did you see in the back?
The giant,
you
know, Marlboro signs all over the place, yeah.
So
that's what they put. They made baseball cards, advertising strikes out. Yeah. So, yeah, that's part of the game, and that will continue. If they get the right dollar figure, they're going
to
do it.
And because sometimes you might get in trouble, you may have to go to, like, a blank mart and go buy a glove when you're going to take a picture for your baseball card, right?
Oh, yeah. I was just telling that story the other day.
Again?
It's funny. The autograph group in Philadelphia was pretty intense. And so we got into some conversations, and that card came up. And I go, funny story behind that card. And I told them the story. And they were like, get out of here. I'm like, yeah, what are the chances that happens in a random spring training game? By the way, it was early in spring, or maybe midway through, because I think I was supposed to pitch 4 innings that day. So I was about halfway through my ramp up. So it's the middle of March. And that's the day that the guy from Topps is going to be out there taking a picture. Oh, and you're going to get it as my leg is raised and you can see the shoe and the glove straight on into the camera, and both of the companies that I did not represent. Well, what are the chances?
All right, the second one, BA, did you see the story about the kid in the single A game, the catcher who was then cut because he was tipping pitches to the opponent?
Yes.
That scares the heck out of me, BA. I mean, like, that is, to me, we are getting closer and closer. And look, I don't think there's any affiliation. He's told sources that he just wanted the season to be over, hence the reason that he was doing it. But boy, man, that's getting to a position with all this legalized gambling that is scary.
Couldn't agree more. That is going to be that will point. It's going to rear its ugly head. And the fact that these, you know, all of these different leagues have gone all in on this gambling stuff, you know, promoting it, and, you know, there are going to be issues that pop up. His logic, though, by the way, doesn't make any sense to me, okay? If you just want the season to be over, then I'm assuming that you'd like quicker games and have it move on. If you're telling them what's coming, good chance that they're going to have a better chance for that's base right. hits, extra base hits. The games are going to last longer. So if that's your rationale, you're not only, you know, not a real good guy, you're a moron. I mean, come on. That's not going to shorten the season. That's going to lengthen the game, which will lengthen the season.
You're 100% right. Hey, I was thinking about this the other day because I was looking at the series coming in, and, you know, the Guardians are, you know, pretty close to clinching a playoff spot here. To get that last wild card spot, the magic number 6, and the Rays are out of it. And I started thinking about expanded rosters, and I can't remember. Could you have 40? Could you have the whole 40 man up at the end? I can't remember. But
oh yeah, you used to be able to bring up anybody you want. That's why they did away with that.
Right. So now it's
benches that
2,
were full, like way full.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I'm wondering if you're like for the Guardians. I totally understand it because you want to stay focused and you want to make sure everybody in the clubhouse is on the same page. But if you're the Rays and you're out of it, I mean, this was a great time to give young players that you thought might have a future with the franchise the opportunity to come up beyond just 2 guys. So now that we're a couple years away from that rule change, I'm just curious your thoughts on, was it good or bad to limit the number of players that you could bring up in September?
I don't have a problem with it. I really don't. I mean, during the course of the year, there is so much churn. You know, with the Rays roster in particular, they go through so many players that the guys that you want to look at, you get a chance to take a look at. You do during the course of the year. I the number of players used in today's game, you know, especially pitchers, it's incredible. It's incredible the churn during the course of the season. Just take a look at everybody that's gotten an AB or, you know, threw a pitch for Cleveland this year, and you would be astounded how long that list is. That's typical for every team. So those are the guys that you want to get a look at. I mean, are there a few others? Yeah, maybe, but I'm fine with the rule.
Just your thoughts on the rest of this, as you watch the Guardians now down the stretch run, where, you know, it looks like they're in pretty good shape to get this. They're probably in pretty good shape to win the Central. I know it's not that big of a league, but your thoughts on the Guardians, where they are, and how. You know, at least now they feels like they have a rotation where they're for a while there it was TBA, trying to figure things out. What do you think of them?
Yeah, well, I think that they could be as dangerous as any team out there. I don't think that there are dominant teams out there. From what I have seen, you know, when we are all, you know, traveling around and playing all these different teams, playing teams that are hot. We've talked about this many times.
Yeah,
you're just never overly impressed with, like, you're not. You're like, okay, that's a nice team. I've said that basically all. You know, all season long. Yeah, it's a nice team. And so that, to me, means that if you get in to the tournament, you get into the playoffs, you've got a chance. I mean, that's just it. We saw it happen last year with Arizona, you know, and you know, so, I mean, I don't know. You get in and you've got a chance. And the fact that you've got a starting rotation now that is intact – and you feel is dangerous, and you have the best bullpen in Major League Baseball, those are the two biggest things when it comes to the playoffs. Because most of those playoff games, it's about run prevention, you know? I mean, it really is. So they've got the pieces there. If their offense – and by the way, going through their offensive numbers, it is really the most middle-of-the-road offense I've seen. They're like seventh, eighth, or ninth in every meaningful category. It's pretty incredible. So, but you can also get hot. You can have a hot streak and be able to put some things together. And if they're able to do that with that pitching staff, especially the bullpen, man, I mean, that's bullpen. That's what closes those games down. You get an early lead and all of a sudden you've got the horses to come in and lock it down. And you have the preeminent horse at the end, Class A. I mean, you know what you're going to see. He's 80% cutter, 20% slider. The cutter's 100 miles an hour, and he doesn't walk anybody. He doesn't give up the long ball, and he doesn't, he limits base runners. That he's got it all, and a ton of ground balls. He's got a 60% ground ball rate. He's walked 8 guys in 67 and a third innings. He's given up 2 home runs and throws 100. That is the formula for ending a game in a pretty quick manner. So they've got all the pieces. There's no question that they could be a dangerous team because of that pitching.
All right, let me throw this one at you, because especially when you've got young guys on the roster, and it might not even necessarily be young guys, guys who have the opportunity to get some deep playoff experience. Like, what's the most important thing that you need to know down the stretch here? Like, if you were looking at a young player saying, hey, you know, this is great, we're going to get our, I'm really excited about the playoffs, blah, 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 blah. What's the most important advice you could give a player in that situation? And by the way, has it really been 23 years since you were on that World Series championship team?
Yes, it has. Yeah, it has absolutely flown by. The best advice that I got when I was, in my first playoff ever, which was, Cleveland 97, the Baltimore LCS series, was, listen, just, Eric Plunk was like, I told him, I said, I hadn't pitched out of the pen very much at all. And so as I'm sitting out there in the pen, and Mike Hargrove had just told me earlier that day, I don't know how I'm going to use you, just be ready from the first pitch. I was exhausted by the third or fourth inning. Just the playoffs, the hype, the vibe within the stadium, how exciting everything was. I mean, I was exhausted. I remember telling Plunk, I'm like, how do you guys do this for 162 games? And he goes, he laughed. He goes, look, you'll find a routine. You'll get a feel for how they're going to use you, and you will be fine. And the one thing that I learned on my own, and I actually got into game one of that series, which was, it turned out to be pretty important, the fact that I got out there, because what I realized, and I wasn't told, is when I got out there, even though you had all the pomp and circumstance for batting practice, you had a full stadium of a really raucous crowd, the playoffs, you understand what's at stake and how big these moments are. When you went out there and I got on the mound and I threw my warm-up pitches and the hitter stepped in, I was like, it's just baseball. It's the same game. So block all that other stuff and let's go. Let's play ball. And I was able to recognize that in my first outing, and I think that's what allowed me to settle in. And then by the end of that run, Grover was using me in really high leverage situations. And, I was able to perform because the moment didn't get too big, but I realized that first game that I got into, I'm like, oh, this is just baseball, where I think other guys, maybe they make it too big. I mean, I've told you that story before where Tony LaCava, who was the cross checker for the Angels, he ended up becoming, last I knew, he was the assistant GM in Toronto. I know he's not there now. I'm not sure where he's at, but I remember him telling me after our game, those guys would, come into town and scout your games, and you would get to know them over the course of the season. And we were talking after one of the games, and he said, not everybody can play in October. And I didn't say anything back to him, but I thought to myself, what does that mean? Like, baseball is baseball. October, June, January, what do you mean not everybody can play in October? When I got activated for that series in Baltimore and I went out for batting practice, those words came flooding back to me. It was 4 years later. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I get it now. Because everything is bigger. Everything is bigger. Batting practice in the regular season is a necessary evil. Batting practice in the playoffs is an event. Media everywhere. Fans in the stand. There's a buzz. Again,
it's electricity.
Different. It's different. And not everybody can perform. The stage is bigger. The lights are brighter. And some guys thrive in that environment, and other guys shrivel up in it. And that's a fact. Hmm. And so when he said that, BP game one, ALCS 97 against Baltimore in Baltimore, I'm like, I get what he meant now, because this is different. It's different. Now, for me, once I got, like I said, in the game, on the mound, I'm like, no, this isn't different. This is baseball. Let's go. But I understood what he meant.
And now we do too. Thank you, BA. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend here at home, and hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
You're the man, dude. Talk soon.
Good. See you, boys.
All right. He is Brian Anderson, Pride of Geneva. He actually gets to come home for the weekend, so we're excited to talk to him. And he'll call the games for Rays TV over the weekend as well. All right, let's do a 2020.
A little bit of news courtesy of our buddy Scott Petrak. Tight end David Njoku, the only player on the active roster not participating during the early portion of practice, open to reporters. So it sounds like everybody else is on the field in Berea.
All right, so all your ends, your tight ends and your defensive ends are out there.
That's how I'm reading it from Scott.
All right, because there was question marks after yesterday's practice, and we'll see what the injury list looks like.
Yep, that'll be released probably in the, again, Kevin Savansky expected to speak in the 1 o'clock area. We're thinking like 120, 130, somewhere in there. But lock it in because it could happen at any given point. There's footage of Jack Conklin and Jedrick Wills practicing. We should get game statuses at some point soon. But, yeah, looking like at least everybody's out there for right now, giving it a go.
Hey, don't forget, Quick Predicts coming up at 1:40, so about an hour and 20 minutes away from your favorite segment of the week. I know it's my favorite segment. You give us the score of the Browns-Jaguars game on Sunday, and then give us Monday morning's headline, and we will talk about that. It doesn't actually tell us what the score of the game is going to be, but it gives us a good indication of what you think is going to happen in the game. So it's your opportunity to let your voice be heard on what you think is going to happen on Sunday. It is Quick Predicts, and that'll be at like 1:40, so stand by.
Please, please, to quote Ken Carbon, keep it within the boundaries of good taste. Please.
Yeah, last week we had some issues, didn't we?
No, I think we were okay last week.
We were good for the first week of the season.
With what has taken place this week, please, 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 keep it within the boundaries of good taste.
I got to tell you, you know what? I'm kind of in a mood. I'm in a good mood right now.
Good.
You know how good of a mood I'm in?
Do tell, to tell.
Let's give away lunch. Let's get into college football for a moment. Or did you have one other thing you wanted to talk about?
No, let's roll right in.
Okay, let's get into college football. What do you? I got to tell you, it absolutely sucks that the Buckeyes don't play this week. It feels really weird to have a bye week this early in the season.
Though, I will say it this way: if you are someone who is like Friday is high school football, and then Saturday is college football, and Sunday is professional football, and Monday I reintroduce myself to my family, this is not a bad Saturday, and especially on a college football slate to go. Hey. Who wants to go apple picking? Like, this kind of feels like a good apple picking weekend with the slate that's up there. I mean, you got the backyard brawl. Backyard brawl is always a good time. West Virginia Pitt. You've got Wisconsin, Alabama. That's going to be a fun one. But after that, this kind of feels like a pretty good, like, hey, let's go pick apples.
Yeah, it is an apple weekend.
Yep.
It's a good fall, although the weather's fantastic right now, 77 and sunny. In downtown Cleveland right now.
It's ridiculous you have a bye this early in the season. You're just starting to get into the flow. You're starting to see your team out there. You're starting to see the Buckeyes get a little bit of momentum, look really good in their last game. You want to see that keep going. I don't understand why college football is doing this. I don't understand why college football is like, yeah, you know what, let's have a bye this early. Notre Dame did the same thing in their schedule. No, it wasn't Notre Dame. Notre Dame played last week. Somebody else did it last week or as well that had a bye this early. And it was like, why do you have a bye week in September?
Ohio State has silly. I think they have another bye week coming up later in the season, too.
Like, that I get, having one later in the season. But, boy, this early after you've basically crushed all of your
If you're a team that thinks they're going to have to play, what, three games? Three games in the playoffs? I don't know. I think you want to spread it out as much as you can. And you don't – I mean, do you want a bye week before your rival game the last week of the season? I don't know that I want that.
So.
I don't.
Give you time to game plan.
You want 2 weeks to prepare for Michigan? Is that what you're saying?
Keep everybody healthy. Get as many people back as possible for the biggie. Absolutely, it makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, maybe I don't know. Maybe we'll see. I can't see the Big Ten scheduling things that way. I can't. Not with 18 teams there.
Right.
I mean, you're already missing some of the teams every year anyway. I mean, you were doing that when they didn't add the other four teams in. So I don't. That's weird. The game you want to catch your eye this weekend? I figured you'd be looking Alabama, Wisconsin at noon.
I'll watch that one for a little bit. The backyard brawl is going to be fun. That's always a good time. Like that's always a fun one to keep an eye on for college. I mean the other one, man. Notre Dame Purdue gets kind of interesting because boy, Notre Dame has looked bad. That loss to Northern. Oof.
You know the rumblings, right?
It's getting loud. Do tell.
Well, I mean, obviously the rumblings are Urban Meyer's. Like, if you're sitting in South Bend or you're a Notre Dame fan, aren't you thinking about Urban Meyer right now?
I mean,
aren't you thinking about Urban Meyer? By the way, there was a joke last week. I think
he's very anti Notre Dame with what has taken place in his.
I don't know, man. Money talks.
His life.
Yeah, that was his dream job at one point.
It is.
You know, after he left Bowling Green, right?
With
he at Notre Dame and then Bowling Green.
with things that have taken place in his personal life is Notre Dame.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Really the best place for him to be?
I just think that if the opportunity was there and Notre Dame felt like they were getting a coach that would put them in the national spotlight and that they would have an opportunity to win, but Notre Dame's different. You're right.
Notre Dame is different.
They're different.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why Brian Kelly picked up and said, I'm going to LSU. I can't win here. You know, I can't do what I need to do to win. I mean, Notre Dame, like you go to Notre Dame, the players stay in the same dorm rooms as every other kid. There's no specific player dorm rooms or anything like that. They all are. It is a different animal at Notre Dame compared to going to any other college in the general area. I can't see Urban Meyer and the way he does things at Notre Dame lining up. I can't see the priests wanting to bring in Urban Meyer. If you told
Notre Dame fan that they wouldn't feel the embarrassment that they felt last week ever again if you brought Urban Meyer in, I don't know. I wonder what they would say.
I mean, again, what has taken place in his personal life, and then add in, this is a shot, and I understand that, Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah,
Like, there are a lot of things in there that are real ugly. I don't know if Notre Dame could do it.
Tim May, let's ask Tim May about it when we come back. You know, the other things, I'll give you another college football oddity when we talk to Tim. Not a whole lot to talk about this week, but there are a lot of college football things that we can talk. And I got to tell you, when I hear that music, it makes me know that one of my favorite interviews is right around the corner. In fact, he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He is Tim May. Hi, Tim.
The legend. Hey, Tim.
I didn't hear my music. That's all right, though.
Yeah, can you give him a little? I don't know. Are you allowed to give him a little? No, we heard it. Okay. I had to talk over it to get you there, and then you were talking to Hody, and so.
Cut into our quality time. Sorry about that.
That is. It is quality time. Right out of the gate, I mean, with Ohio State not playing this weekend, I'm just reminded of this whole notion that we could be looking at Ohio State and Michigan a little bit earlier in the season when I look at the Apple Cup being played this weekend between Washington and Washington State. I mean, that was like the tradition for me. I would watch the Apple Cup. I would watch Ohio State, Michigan. It was always like those two went hand in hand, and now we see that game's a little bit earlier. So I ask you, my friend, how long before we see Ohio State, Michigan off of that last game of the season?
I don't know. Who would you put on at the end of the season?
I don't know.
Number one. Number two, the Apple Cup obviously was at the end of the season until these two teams went their separate ways in the orchard. went to another orchard. But
it could be Pat Junt Bowl too right now, right?
Yeah.
With him leaving one to go to the other.
Yeah, everybody's fired up. I mean, you know, like last year, the big conundrum was Ohio State plays Michigan at the end of the year, and under the present rules now, there's a good chance they would play the very next week again.
Yeah,
you know, for the Big Ten championship, although it may not turn out that way this year, and then they could play again in the college football playoff. You know, so that was why it makes sense to even to think about that, but. You know, who are you going to put there? Oregon? That could happen with Ohio State and Oregon. I mean, are you going to relegate and say, okay, Northwestern, you're now playing Ohio State the last game of the regular season because we know you're not going to do anything. You know, it's a little bit of a thumb in your nose at people. But I like it just where it is, but with the possibility of possibly playing three times a year being a real possibility now as opposed to pie in the sky, it would make sense to maybe move it. But who knows? You may play that team that you play on the last game of the regular season. You may play them again in the Big Ten championship game, and then again in the college football playoff. So, you know, I'm not sure that all tradition has to die for college football to move on and embrace what is the modern world.
All right. Speaking of Ohio State and former Ohio State Buckeyes, how much trouble is Marcus Freeman in at Notre Dame after last week?
Well, it's not good because, number one, and it's a lot of our faults, right? Because I expected, just like everybody else, I expected them to have pretty smooth sailing into at least the USC game after knocking off Texas A&M at Texas A&M. So now that smooth sailing has some chop. It's chop right now. It could be turned into big waves, big swells. If they get beat, for example, at Purdue this weekend. But it's never good when you lose early, when you've got a schedule like Notre Dame has, number one, and number two, you are not in a conference. So you're pretty much playing to make the college football playoff or bust anymore if you're Notre Dame. And you really don't have an excuse if you're Notre Dame not to make the 12 in some form or fashion, right? So I would think the heat has been turned up. Is it up as high as it was, a couple years ago when they got beat by Ohio State and then got beat by Marshall? I don't know. It is later in the Marcus Freeman tenure. I personally like Marcus Freeman a lot, known him since he was 17 years old. So you wish him the best. But the flip side of it is, where is the heat not turned up?
Good point. Well played.
That's a real good point. Tim May, Letterman Rowe joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So back to the Buckeyes a little bit here, Tim. How weird is it to have a bye week this early in the season? Is that really beneficial to the Buckeyes, or would they have been better off if they went and found a game for this weekend?
Yeah, I'm still in a little bit of a pause. I'm basking in the basking statement that I just made a good point.
You did.
It's understandable. Yes. Now, it's understandable. He never compliments me like that, Tim.
That's true.
I'm coming off that peak.
It's like runner's high, isn't it?
Yeah, same thing. Exactly.
Yeah,
I could have used that when I shot a 7 this morning on a hole where I was putting for a par. That's another story.
Well, just tell yourself it was par 7. You'll feel better.
No, you can't do that. Not when I broke 80 for the first time in like 10 or 15 years last week.
Nice.
And, good for you.
Today,
that's
today
a
I did. Today I did not. But that's another story. I remember, wasn't this early, but I remember back in 2019, the first year I was retired, but I immediately got the, Little Monroe pulled me out of the cave. But I remember I had already set up some games to go to, one of which was Alabama at Texas A&M. And I think that was early October. Maybe I'm wrong. First weekend in October. I'm trying to remember exactly the date. Me and a buddy of mine went down, because, I got Kent folks obviously live in Texas too, but went down and went to that game. And then I think it was the first weekend in November, another buddy of mine got me to go with him to the Virginia Tech at Notre Dame game. And I think it was early, but I remember it was snowing and cold that day, off and on. But so that was two open dates back then. But this early, it's just kind of the way, some of the permutations with the new schedule and some of the changes Ohio State made in this schedule. This is just the way it worked out. Ohio State did not want to have an open date on its opening date, for example. So you just kind of take this and run with it. As Ryan Day said, they spent the week basically playing like they didn't have an open date when it came to practice schedule and things like that, although they're getting the players are getting today and Saturday off. But their true open date's going to come the week after the Oregon game, the game at Oregon, when they're going to kind of sit back and just, figure out what's up, give guys a little bit of a break, and then move on. So they're really treating this season almost like a 13-game season, except they're only playing 12.
All right. I know we only have limited time with you, and I love talking to you about other stuff. And it's just weird, out of the corner of my eye, I just picked up and I saw the Solheim Cup was up. I'm flashing back to Solheim when it was in Columbus, and what a great experience that was, and just the feeling about that. And Dan and I were talking about if we were going to bring this up or not today, just because the Solheim Cup's going on. But, if you watch it, you get that Ryder Cup feeling, and if you're there, you really get that Ryder Cup feeling.
Yeah, I mean, people want to win, baby. And when it's a team thing, even though, I still have a hard time watching golfers, being that enthusiastic about it. You follow my drift.
Yeah, but they are. They really are.
I hope they are. I hate to be a little bit skeptical, but the bottom line is it does matter to them extremely. And, and it's fun watching. I love watching golf when every shot matters, in one form or fashion. And, I'm not one of these guys, though. I don't watch golf and root for example, Bryson DeChambeau over Rory McIlroy, because Bryson DeChambeau is from Texas and Rory McIlroy is from Ireland, Northern Ireland. I don't do that. I don't get in. I like the actual individuals. When it comes to golf, it's kind of the way I am when it comes to football, except for I grew up going to Alabama games, so I have a vested interest there. But I quit crying when Alabama lost games when I was 12 years old. And of course, being a sports journalist, a sports writer, jade you on everything, you get jaded a little bit. So I just like good games, man. And I like to watch good competition. But yeah, you do find yourself rooting for the United States in one form or fashion, because usually, for the most part, those players better, right? Those golfers better. But it is cool to watch a team take on another team with tradition at stake. That's why I was talking to you a while ago about tradition. You don't want all of college football tradition to go down the toilet. But I remind people, I think used to cap its regular season by playing Illinois way back in the early days. Before 1935 or something, or 36, when Michigan moved to the end of the schedule. So there have been different ways of ending the season. But no, you're right. It's cool rooting for
United States.
Rooting for teams.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
So then, Tim, are you a fan of this match that's going to take place in December where it's Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka going up against Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy? Are you going to watch this guy?
Yes. I mean, I just watched Bryson DeChambeau and Tony Romo. I've watched that whole series. I love Bryson DeChambeau's YouTube channel, but trying to break 50 with these different guys where you're playing from the red tees at different places, you're just trying to break 50. I don't think he's done it yet, but he and Tony Romo, I think, shot a 50 the other day, or 51 in their latest one. I watched one where he played with Trump. That's not taking sides or whatever. Trump actually played extremely well in that thing. I think they shot a 51, or 52. I love those kind of things. I love it when in some of these YouTube things where you have two YouTubers going against two other YouTubers. I mean, yeah, I like any kind of competition, and you can connect a little bit more closely to some of those things than you can maybe the Masters, you know, from the standpoint of I could almost do that if I just hit the range.
Tim, okay. Tim.
I don't know the answer to that. Y'all know them better than I do. Go ahead now.
Tim, it's easy to say those things in Franklin County. My question for you is, we watched Ohio State play for 2 weeks right now. What have we really, really learned?
Okay. I've gotten that question, believe it or not, y'all aren't the only show I do, right?
But what?
Don't get jealous, because y'all look forward. I look forward to y'all's show like I look forward to waking up in the morning. And I'm 70, by the way, so take that in with salt.
And you're a man, and you're 70.
And I can take it.
Yes.
All I know is they won their first two games by a combined score of 108-6, shut out the second opponent. They against Akron and Western Michigan. Western Michigan, a team that was in the game with Wisconsin until a punt went off one of the guys' legs, and Wisconsin got a break. And they were leading Wisconsin going into the fourth quarter. My point is they beat that team 56-0. Could have been worse. When you win games the way you're supposed to win them, which is what they've done the first 2 weeks, that shows a team that's focused. They had a little bit of a slow start, clearly, against Akron. They came from behind in that game. I keep reminding people. So they've had that. They've had that. They've been tested. It come from behind victory. But my point is, when you beat teams the way you're supposed to beat them, that means everybody's focused. Everybody has the idea of what's going on. And you can talk to any player on this team. Forget the coaches. I mean, the coaches say the same thing. But when the players are saying it, they're nowhere near close to where they want to be as a team from the standpoint of clicking. And that shows a mature football team that the quarterback is clearly a good pick. Will Howard, that was the big question mark, I think, going into this season. Will he be better than Cal McCord? Who knows? But, man, he sure looks really competent at running this offense, running this Ferrari of an offense. And you got to think there's more to come on all sides. But the defense, for sure, looks like the defense I thought it would be, which is not tonight.
All right, Tim. Go ahead.
Emphasis on the O's in not and tonight.
I got you. I understand. Okay. I have to follow. So sometimes I have to have my Tim May handbook with me when we're doing interviews with you, but I'm good.
The thesaurus, the Tim May thesaurus.
Oh, that's what we need. It starts with, I digress first. Thank you.
Yes. Bingo.
Tim, that's you're an excellent man. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Talk soon, brother.
Wait, go ahead. Wait a minute. Get your last line.
That's a bingo. And then he didn't laugh. And he goes, "Isn't that what you people say?" And then what's his face says, "No, we just say bingo."
So good. Such a great movie.
They were both great.
It's Glorious Bastards, man. Yes. It's a good one. All right.
All right.
Talk soon, buddy.
Bye, Tim.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know the name of my fantasy team, right?
Well, Steph.
What is it?
No, you've told me, but yes, please let it be known.
Oh, Inglorious Baskins. There you go. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in. Baskin and Phelps. When we come back, two keys and a lock, and in the next hour, you will hear from Kevin Stefanski his thoughts as the team gets set to take on Jacksonville on Sunday. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.